Welcome back, everybody, to another deep dive. We are talking about something that honestly hits pretty close to home for a lot of us, burnout. And particularly, we're looking at burnout in the healthcare field.
It's such a big problem.
It is. It is. And to kind of kick things off, we're actually looking at this paper that is literally titled Burnout and Technology.
Straightforward.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like it.
No beating around the bush there. We're going to unpack that and see like how intertwined those two things really are.
Yeah, you know, I think it's important to remember that it's not just about being tired after a long day at work.
Right.
Burnout's actually a serious issue that affects healthcare professionals. But then also, because of that, it affects
the patient
quality of care that they can provide.
Yeah. And it's not a small problem either. I was reading this. Burnout is estimated to cost, are you ready for this? Between $125 and $190 billion every year.
Wow.
Which is insane.
That's a lot of money.
That's like the GDP of a small country. Yeah, I mean, that really underscores like the massive economic impact.
Yeah.
But for me, even more concerning is the human cost. You know, imagine being a healthcare worker who is just constantly battling emotional exhaustion, feeling like no matter what you do, you can't make a difference.
Right.
And that's the reality of burnout. And you know, like I said, that can lead to lower quality care and patient safety can actually be put at risk.
Oh, absolutely. That's a scary thought. You know, you go into healthcare because you want to help people and then you end up getting worn down by the system that's supposed to be helping you do that.
Exactly.
Well, this paper actually breaks down some of the biggest factors that contribute to this burnout. They talk about the intense time pressure, the chaotic work environments, always feeling like you're juggling a million things at once, and just lack of real support from the organizations themselves.
Yeah, and those aren't just things that exist on their own. Those all, you know, feed into each other.
Like
you have a chaotic environment, you're always working against the clock.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You look to your organization for help and there's nothing there.
Yeah.
You just feel isolated and overwhelmed. And that's what like fuels that burnout fire.
Absolutely. Yeah. Like a vicious cycle for sure. Right. But here's where things get really interesting and maybe a little bit controversial. This paper suggests that technology, in addition to all these other things, might actually be both a cause of burnout and a potential solution.
That's interesting. Yeah. Because technology is essential in modern healthcare.
Yeah.
But it's obvious that in a lot of ways it's adding to the burden.
Right. Yeah. They mentioned this stat in the paper that just blew my mind. Medical interns, they're spending 40% of their time on computers.
Wow.
Compared to only 12% on direct patient care.
That's crazy.
It's wild. Like, what's going on there?
That's that double-edged sword of technology I was talking about. On one hand, you have all these amazing advances with diagnosis and treatment and sharing information.
Mm-hmm. But on the other hand, it creates all of this complexity and administrative burden for the people on the front lines.
Yeah. So let's talk about the big one, the electronic health record, EHR. Mm. It's supposed to be this essential tool for managing patient information.
Right.
But this paper kind of paints it as like a source of frustration for a lot of clinicians. Why is that?
Well, the EHR is a perfect example of something that had really good intentions.
Right.
Like the initial idea was to streamline everything, make it more efficient.
Yeah.
But for a lot of clinicians, it just hasn't worked out that way.
Yeah. And the study actually lists some specific challenges that they have with EHRs.
Yeah.
Like excessive data entry, which, oh my gosh, that just sounds soul crushing.
Yeah.
And then, you know, trying to access information from different institutions, you have all these systems that don't talk to each other.
Mm.
And then maybe the most disheartening thing, all those really detailed clinical notes. So they're used mostly for billing purposes, not actually for like improving patient care.
Exactly. So you have all of these tasks
that
are necessary in the current system, but all they're really doing is pulling these clinicians away from what they're passionate about, which is interacting with their patients and taking care of them.
So they're like drowning in data instead of making those human connections that they got into healthcare for in the first place.
Right.
So I've seen a lot of places that have tried to address this with like wellness programs, you know, yoga, mindfulness apps, all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But the paper kind of questions whether that's really getting to the root of the problem, especially when technology itself is part of the problem.
Yeah, it's like putting a Band-Aid on a much larger issue.
Yeah, yeah.
Wellness programs are good,
sure,
but they don't address the systemic issues that are driving the burnout.
So we need to look beyond just treating the symptoms and get down to like redesigning the system. And this is where the paper gets super futuristic. They suggest something called intelligent automation might be the answer.
Intelligent automation.
It sounds like a sci-fi movie to me.
It does sound very futuristic, but it's a field that's growing really quickly.
Okay.
And it has huge potential to completely change healthcare as we know it.
So what does that even look like? What is intelligent automation?
Imagine software bots that are powered by artificial intelligence.
Okay.
Things like natural language processing and machine learning. And those bots could be doing all of these tedious, repetitive tasks that clinicians are bogged down by right now.
So you're saying there could be like bots doing data entry and integrating all the different systems and making reports, and like doctors get to focus on actually being doctors.
That's the idea.
That sounds amazing, but also terrifying at the same time.
It is a big shift, and it does bring up a lot of questions. But the potential benefits are enormous. What if clinicians could focus on the human side of care?
Right.
And use their expertise for the things that actually require a human touch and let the bots do the routine work.
That's like a pretty radical idea, but I kind of love it. You know, it makes me think, if we could just wave a magic wand and redesign healthcare, how could we use this to make things better for everybody?
That's the big question, right?
It is.
And it's something that we really need to start thinking about now.
Yeah.
Because this technology is coming whether we like it or not. So how are we going to use it?
Right.
But one thing's for sure. Intelligent automation has the potential to really change healthcare for the better and make it more sustainable and fulfilling for everybody involved.
Okay. So I'm sold on the idea in theory, but what does this actually look like in practice? Like, where do we even start?
That's a great question, and we're going to dig into that right after the break. It's a big question, and it's not an easy one to answer.
Yeah, it feels like a huge, complicated mess. Like, where do we even start?
Yeah, there's definitely no quick fix here. We can't just, like, download an app or do a weekend retreat and expect everything to magically get better.
Right.
This is going to require like a system-wide change, a whole new way of thinking about how we use technology to actually support the people who are doing the work and the patients that they care for.
So it's not just about throwing more technology at the problem.
Right.
It's about using it strategically and thoughtfully.
It is. And that starts with taking a hard look at what we have now and saying, okay, where is technology actually making things harder instead of easier?
Yeah, yeah.
So like, is this helping?
Or is it just adding more work?
Yeah, like a tech audit for the entire healthcare system.
Exactly. Right. What's working, what's not, and what can we do better?
And that audit, like, can't just be the tech people.
Right.
It's got to be the clinicians too, right?
Absolutely.
Because they're the ones who are actually...
They're the ones using it every single day.
Yeah. They're the ones who are actually interacting with the technology.
So it's like getting everyone on the same page.
Yes.
Understanding all the challenges, working together to find solutions.
It's really about collaborating because we're not just identifying problems. We're envisioning a better future.
Yeah.
We're saying, okay, this is what's not working.
Right.
But how can we actually use technology to empower clinicians to provide the highest quality care possible without burning themselves out.
So paint me a picture.
Mm-hmm.
What does that look like? Like, what does that future actually look like?
So for me, it's a healthcare system where technology is seamlessly integrated into the workflow.
Okay.
It's not about replacing humans. Mm-hmm. It's about augmenting their capability.
Making it work for them instead of them working for it.
I like that.
Yeah.
So imagine a world where clinicians aren't spending all their time on data entry.
Right.
They're interacting with their patients.
Yeah.
The information they need is readily available. They don't have to jump through all these hoops.
So streamline processes, reduce those administrative burdens, give them the tools to actually focus on caring for people.
Exactly.
Okay.
And then we also have to think about how can technology enhance patient care itself?
Okay.
To think about things like AI-powered diagnostic tools that can help clinicians make better decisions or remote monitoring systems that can alert doctors to potential problems before they become emergencies.
So improving the efficiency and the effectiveness of care.
Precisely. Yeah. And something I think that often gets overlooked is we need to create a culture where clinician well-being is actually valued and supported, where there are resources that are readily available to help them manage stress and prevent burnout.
Because they're human. They're not robots.
Exactly.
Like, they have a life outside of work, too.
Absolutely.
And we need to incorporate that.
And that is absolutely essential to the health of the whole system. I mean, you can't provide great patient care if you are burned out and exhausted.
It's a pretty simple equation when you think about it.
Mm-hmm.
Happy clinicians, happy patients.
Exactly.
And that's what we all want, ultimately, right?
That's the goal.
To make things better for everybody.
A system that actually works
for everyone. Okay, so we talked about the problems. We've explored some solutions.
Mm-hmm.
But how do we actually do this? Like, how do we make this a reality? It all sounds great.
Right.
But, like, what are the practical steps?
Well, I think one of the most important things is to start small.
Okay.
Don't try to fix everything at once.
Right.
Focus on specific areas where things aren't working.
Yeah.
And then test out different technologies that might help.
Like a pilot program almost.
Exactly.
For like healthcare innovation.
And most importantly, involve clinicians in the process from the beginning.
Yeah.
So don't just
impose new technologies on them.
Yeah.
Get their input. Ask them what they need.
Make them partners.
Exactly.
Yeah. Make them partners in the process.
Okay.
And I think we also need to be realistic.
Yeah.
Technology is always changing.
It is.
So we need to be flexible and adaptable.
Be open to new things.
Exactly. Embrace change.
Constant improvement.
Yeah.
Okay.
But through all of that, remember, technology is just a tool.
Right.
We still have to address those root causes of burnout, workloads, processes, lack of support.
So it's like taking a holistic approach and realizing technology is not going to magically fix everything.
Exactly.
Okay.
It's part of a bigger picture.
Yeah.
It's part of creating a cultural shift towards well-being.
It's a marathon, not a sprint.
It is a marathon, not a sprint. And it will take time and effort and a lot of collaboration.
But it's worth it, right?
It absolutely is.
Yeah.
And I think we're starting to see some positive changes.
Okay.
I mean, there's a growing awareness of clinician well-being. And there's a lot of really cool innovation happening in the healthcare technology space.
Now there's hope.
Definitely. And I think it's important to stay focused on that bigger goal, which is creating a healthcare system that truly serves everybody.
Clinicians and patients.
Clinicians and patients.
I love that.
It's all connected.
Yeah, we're all in this together.
We are. Yeah. We all have a stake in making healthcare better.
Okay, I love that.
For everyone.
This has been such a great conversation.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for all of this.
It's been my pleasure.
I feel like we could talk about this for hours.
I know, there's so much more to explore.
But for now, I think we're gonna wrap things up.
Yeah, sounds good.
This is part two of our three-part deep dive into burnout and technology.
It's a fascinating topic.
It is.
And hopefully we've given you some food for thought.
I think so. And we'll be back next week for part three.
Looking forward to it.
You know, thinking back to that stat about medical interns spending all that time on computers and not with patients.
Yeah, really makes you think.
It makes you wonder. Like, are we doing this right?
Right. We've got to make sure technology is actually making things better, not just adding to the problem.
Yeah, like, how do we shift things so that it's more about the human connection again, and not just about managing all this data?
It really comes down to putting people first, right?
Yeah.
Both the clinicians using these systems and the patients they're caring for.
So it's not enough to just like create the technology.
It's not about having the fanciest gadgets.
Right.
It's about making sure it actually works for the people who need to use it.
It's got to work in the real world.
Exactly. And it has to actually help that relationship between the doctor and the patient.
Like, we need to bring back that human touch to healthcare technology.
I love that.
Yeah.
That's it. That's the challenge.
Okay. But how do we actually do that? Like, how do we make technology more human-centered?
Well, a lot of it comes down to empathy. You know, putting ourselves in the shoes of those clinicians, thinking about what would actually make their jobs easier.
Okay.
And help them provide the best possible care.
So it's got to be intuitive, user-friendly.
Absolutely.
Maybe even make their jobs a little bit more enjoyable.
Right.
Right? Because who doesn't want to enjoy their job?
And you have to remember that everyone's different.
Right.
Every clinician has different needs, different ways of working.
So we need, like, more flexibility.
We need systems that can adapt.
Customization.
Exactly. Personalize that technology experience.
And we can't forget that technology is always changing, too, right?
Constantly.
So what works today might be, like, obsolete tomorrow.
Exactly. Which is why we need systems that can change, too.
Okay.
You can easily update them as new things come out.
So we're building for the future, not just for right now.
Yes. Thinking ahead.
Okay. But even with all this cool new tech, it's not a magic solution to all these problems.
You're right. We still have to address those underlying issues.
Workloads, processes,
right.
Like all those things still need to be fixed. Absolutely. Technology can help, but it's not the whole answer.
We got to look at the whole picture.
Holistic approach.
Yeah. And realize that it's about creating a culture where people feel supported.
Exactly. A culture of well-being.
Okay. So we've talked about a lot.
A lot.
And I feel like you know, we've just scratched the surface.
There's so much more we could say.
Yeah, but we've explored this relationship between technology and burnout.
Mm-hmm.
Looked at the challenges, the good stuff, the opportunities.
Tried to give everyone some things to think about.
Yeah, and hopefully spark some ideas.
About the future of healthcare.
Yeah, and how we can actually make things better.
It's not going to be easy.
Not at all. There's no easy answers.
But if we can work together, be creative,
mm-hmm.
and remember to focus on the human element,
then maybe we can actually build a system that helps everyone.
A system that's effective and compassionate.
A system that really works.
That's the goal.
And on that note, we're going to wrap up our deep dive for today. But like we've been saying, this conversation doesn't end here.
It's just the beginning.
So we encourage everybody to keep thinking about this.
Keep asking questions.
Yeah. Explore these ideas. Maybe even come up with your own.
What would you do to make healthcare better?
That's a good question. Until next time.